Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Are they the smartest show in the Bay Area?
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guys on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that S again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
Hey, no white boys. They cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting a chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome in. As we hit 2:13 in the afternoon on a Friday, this segment is sponsored by Safeway alongside Lorenzo Neal. It's Dan Avone. I guess some good news, right? Brock Purdy apparently will be in uniform and will start for the San Francisco 49ers against the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, I was getting that news and I'm like, wow, actually I'm still shocked. I'm still thinking, is this just a ploy? Is the Niners just giving smoke screens to say, hey, look, we're going to have him. So now Buffalo's got to prepare for all two or three quarterbacks to say, look, we're not for sure. Is this guy going to really play? Is this a smokescreen? I don't know. And it's going to be interesting. I know Brock practiced today, you know, took some reps and stuff today. I wonder how many did he take? Did he take all the starting reps? Did he come out? Because you cannot go into this game and expect Brock to play all the plays. So you have to give the backup some opportunities because of the injuries. So just interesting to see what they did this week.
Yeah, so I mean, I hear what it is that you're saying, that if you think about this, is this the wisest thing to do?
Right.
In playing Purdy in a game that, look, with when I said that, you know, you're thinking about winning games right now and not necessarily thinking about Chicago or anybody or the Rams after that, but when I heard the players that are not going to be available, and you're going to throw Purdy into that mix, this just can go bad to worse. So in terms of protecting your so-called future, right, if this is the guy that's going to get the bag and $60 million next year, I'm not necessarily sure what we're doing here, Lil.
Yeah, I totally, especially you're talking, and that's why I'm kind of shocked even more, because you don't have Trent, you don't have a lot of these guys to protect him and help this guy play at a very high level, so he's not going to have that. So it's going to be interesting to see how he goes out here, and even though that he doesn't have a plethora of his guys, how he just raises everyone up around him. Is Brock capable? Absolutely. Does he have some weapons with Jennings and Debo and other guys that are around him? You know, yes, he does still have guys that can make plays for you. You still have two great running backs. Of course, McCaffrey's unbelievable, but you have guys that are capable and serviceable. But McCaffrey, you know what he can do. He can be a nightmare. McCaffrey's, you know, he's got the explosion to have a 200-yard game, not necessarily rushing, but combined, rushing and receiving. So you know what you have in McCaffrey. It's just going to be interesting to see if these guys can give him the opportunity and give him the space and create running lanes that's going to sustain drives, because right now McCaffrey has had some touches, but they're far in between because you have not been able to sustain drives.
Again, this could be an opportunity, though, if you think about it, if you're Brock Purdy, and I'm assuming that any quarterback, any NFL football player, if there's the slightest opportunity that you can get out there and play, you're going to want to go. And this is, it's all there for him just to at least quiet the critics and that constant mantra of, let's see what you can do without Debo, without Kittle, or without some of your stars. Now, those guys will be good to go. But if you can be competitive against Buffalo and you can be a man down with Trent Williams out, with everybody that's out on the defensive side of the ball, and just a hurting team that's been reeling. But if he can straighten the ship and just, I mean, if you're within a touchdown, if you're breathing an upset here, I think this goes a long way in terms of the confidence for Brock Purdy. And really, if we were to go big picture, and you know what his agent's thinking, if my man Brock Purdy puts together a good game, then there's no doubt that we're going to ask for the moon of the offseason, because we will have answered what is his, you know, the biggest question about this young fella is, are you a system quarterback? Are you a product of the scheme? Are you someone that's just benefited because the stars were aligned and you got drafted by one Kyle Shanahan as the last guy in the draft? Or are you someone that can elevate a team that's been losing, that people have been counted out against, as we have talked about, one of the best teams in the NFL and an odds-on favorite to win the Super Bowl, that being Buffalo at Buffalo?
Yeah, it's really is going to be a tall task to ask. But like you just alluded to, if you can have your guy go out here and elevate your team in a game that no one gives you even a fighting chance, and you have a quarterback that's going to go out here and have to elevate and have to carry this team and have to carry him all the way and to the victory, you would have to pay this guy. And I don't think it's a situation where you're talking about, oh, then they'll have to pay him. I think that you have to pay him anyway, especially if he goes out here and you're talking about, well, what is his agent thinking? Oh, his agent's like, God, Lee, go out here and win this game, and then they're going to pay. It's like, and the flip side of that is, why would we take our chance without our starting tackle, without a lot of the guy's weapons, to this could possibly make our guy look bad?
By the way, Steve Tasker, guy I'm sure you're familiar with, is going to join us after 2:30.
Love that guy.
Steve Tasker, special team standout. And we talked to Andre Reed the other day. So we're just doing the deep dive out there in beautiful Buffalo.
Love Tasker, man. That dude, that was a Tasmanian devil. I mean, he's always making plays. And it's great because I want to ask him, you know, how big is special teams, especially in games like this, with weather like this? I mean, you've seen Buffalo special teams field goal. You saw Giants, Buffalo, all the different things that happen in Super Bowl. So I think it's going to be a great call to be able to have a guy that played that position and played it so much bigger.
Yeah, perennial Pro Bowler. When you talk about Steve Tasker, once again, he'll join us after 2:30, you know, it's interesting because the 49ers special teams, obviously, it's been an area of concern. And Mr. Schneider, as good as he is, he was the man out in Seattle. I think it's a foregone conclusion he will not be with this team next year. Who knows? Stranger things have happened, but this has not gone well for him and or the special teams. It's every single week something goes wrong. But let me just ask you this. It just seems as though it's sort of pervasive. Maybe it's just me throughout the NFL that there's a lot of, I mean, Tucker's suddenly now human out there in Baltimore.
Right, right.
And all of a sudden it's like where, you know, 50-yarders were just a given. Now suddenly special teams, whether it's punting or return. I mean, did you see Washington and Dallas?
Oh, my. The extra point. I mean, Washington fought like hell to get back in this game with, like, what, 37 seconds left? You throw a corner out, and he catches the ball and leaves the rest of the DBs and score a touchdown with like a couple seconds left on the clock, and now you got a chip shot extra point, and you miss the extra point, which cost you a game. And that game, Washington fought back, and you're like, okay, Dallas is just a bad team. They're going to find a way to lose this game. But yeah, you're right. You've seen special teams cost teams wins this year big time. Baltimore was no exception.
888-957-9570. Let's open up the phone lines and get after it. We start things in the city of San Francisco. Let me just get to Ian. What's on your mind, Ian?
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Fresh Atlantic salmon portions, 7-ounce farm-raised, including marinated portions, just $5.99 each. Delicious Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5, or just $1.25 each. This week's digital deal is the delicious Sumo Citrus, $2.47 per pound, limit 4 pounds. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
You talking to me?
Yeah, we're talking to you, Ian. What's up, baby?
Okay, D's my name. How you guys doing? Listen, so we got this game that y'all scared about, man. We got the Niners, baby. We Niners here. We about to die over here. So we just got to keep them motivated. And Brock, we got to protect him. Even though he's down to play, then that'll play. Whoever that is, hurt on our team, if they want to play this Sunday, let them play. Because it's on their heart. It's making them play. But we're not going to – don't tame the beast. Let the beast loose.
Thank you.
Bring back the beast mode. You feel me?
I feel
Bring
you.
Bring back.
Okay, absolutely. Well, I totally understand. He's like, look, if you want to play, let him play. Absolutely.
You understand him. You know more than me, man.
Yeah, it was – I got what he was saying. I got what he was putting down. He's like, look, don't hold him back. It's the Niners. It's bang, bang, Niner game. Hey, let him play. Let him eat. Let him hunt. I would be all for that. If I saw something that would say, this is going to be the week you turn it around. But you're in the latter part of the season, and I just haven't seen enough to say, okay, they're ready to turn this season around. They're ready to win a game against Buffalo that's coming off of a bye. Now, it's possible. I just want to see these guys put a four quarters together, because thus far this year, they have not been able to string four quarters together. They've found a way in the second half. They're really not a second half team any longer. Their defense hasn't been great in the second half. Their offense hasn't been great in the second half. In the fourth quarter, they've been getting outscored. So, yeah, let them play and see what happens and roll the ball out there. Hey, and anything can happen on Sunday, but you're playing a pretty good team. If you can win this game, I think your season is resurged.
Well, that's just it. I mean, you're absolutely right. There's no reason for us at this late juncture of the season to have any faith in this football team, because they pretty much have shown you who they are.
Exactly.
And maybe it's the hangover from the Super Bowl, but it just seems as though, this team is not what they were a year ago. And so maybe just rally the boys of the offseason and then get after it with Purdy and a new contract next year. But as long as you see Purdy, and as long as, maybe Trent Williams comes back, Bosa's going to be back. It's just a matter of time before Greenlaw's patrolling the linebacking position along with Fred Warner. Is there a chance? I mean, can you hold out hope, which I know a lot of Niner fans are doing, because it's such a tease when you see these stars that they could potentially go on a run? Or is it, again, we're so far late into the season that basically they're telling everybody who they are, that this is the team that can't string together, as you said, four quarters?
That's the thing. You still have the guys, and like you just alluded to, there's help coming. You had McCaffrey, everyone, like you said yesterday, McCaffrey, you got him. And what's happened? The running game has decreased instead of increased. You're thinking, okay, God, when we get this guy back, we get that guy back, once we have everything in, we can start going on a run, because it's the Niners. They walk in and you watch the way that they play and teams shake. The teams fold under their pressure. Once the Niners are rolling, teams usually break because the Niners are so good. They're that fighter that when they walked into the ring, you knew in the fourth quarter the Niners are going to turn it on, and you're not going to be able to handle what they're giving you. But we've seen the Niners now throw that knockout blow, and the team counterpunches them and hit them. The Niners hit them with one. They're hitting the Niner with the two-piece and staggering the Niners. So the Niners, we've seen their knockout punch, and teams are able to come back, get off the canvas, and able to come back from this knockout punch. So I just haven't seen this far this year the Niners throw a knockout blow that's just floored the opposition, and they haven't been able to weather the storm. That's the question, and that's the reason why I'm saying, and the reason that we don't have optimism that they can weather the storm, because it looks like they're doing the rope-a-dope and they're not punching on the ropes. They're just getting pounded on the ropes, and especially in the fourth quarter, running the ball down their throat, throwing the ball on them, breaking down secondary, breaking down, you know, offensively, defensively. So we haven't seen this team put together that knockout punch that a team can recover from.
They have to do battle in Buffalo. What's it like playing in that place this time of year?
Man, I love it. I mean, when you get the fans and the guys there and everyone's out there, it's just friggin' the weather's great. The weather's freezing, but you just go there and those crowd, the fan noise, man, it's unbelievable.
All right, we got to get to a break. The segment sponsored by Safeway. Don't forget, Steve Tasker is on the way. We got a lot to get into talking about the 49ers, as well as running down everything that's happening in the NFC and the rest of the NFL. It's Lo Neal, it's Dan Avone here on a Friday, back on 95.7 The Game after this.